Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You can watch the games there this weekend. They do bucket specials every weekend during football. And they've got their Oktoberfest is going on all the way to October 16th. So Maple Funky Bacon. Buddha Tap Room.
Maple Bacon Coffee Porter now.
It's coming soon, right?
Yeah, can't wait, buddy.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. We really have. 5:05 already? Huh.
Just rolling.
Did I get the end of the 4 o'clock hour wrong?
Yeah, we went a little long.
I didn't think we did.
I don't think you could see the clock because your hat's too low, Hawk.
I stared at Solana during the commercial break. I have my hat on like the top of my head, and I'm just staring at him, waiting for him to acknowledge me, like a 6-year-old waiting for daddy to acknowledge the. I put a funny hat on. Look at me, daddy. He's trying to work on the podcast and
cussing out callers.
I'm getting into it with Dexter's now too. Guy texted me. I got to find it. There's so many.
Hawk, you mentioned that I took a caller. So, of course, you say that.
Now everybody.
The phone lines light up. And
I'm
the first,
sorry.
I'll take them because I want to be polite. The first one I get.
No, you just don't want to be polite. That was the whole line. That was the whole story.
And I feel bad. And the first one I get is a gentleman who calls in very polite, says, hey, I'm from the Northeast. I normally listen to whatever station Francesa was on, 660 The Fan in New York. Says, why don't you guys take callers like they do in the Northeast? I think it's better radio. And I said, well, I disagree.
Move back up there. The water's better up in Far Rockaway, too. The sports radio's better, and the water's better in Far Rockaway. You can't get a slice of pizza with the water down here.
Hey, man, I've been spending a lot of time in New York. Boy, New Yorkers love New York.
They love their New York water. Makes the pizza and the calzone taste better.
They always want to know where you're staying. I'm over in Weehawken. That's Jay-Z. Okay, I don't know where it is. I'm just staying
Teterboro.
There.
I'm over at Teterboro.
Just staying there. I'm sorry.
So this texter texted, let me get this straight, Hawkman. If I text the show 2 years ago saying I didn't want to draft Tua because I thought he gets hurt too easily, it's so hard to these texts. I'm wrong because I wasn't specifically mentioning every body part that might or might not be affected. I go, yeah, no one in the history of sports, sir, has ever said, don't draft this guy. I think he's going to have a lot of concussions. I'm sorry. If you think a guy has weak knees, I get it. Mm-hmm. If you think a guy is prone to shoulder injuries, I get it. Somebody else said, now I'm becoming Far Rockaway guy. Somebody else texted in and goes, I'm a physical therapist. I know an athlete's body better than you. I go, you know an athlete's body? You saw into his skull?
those people, the two of frail people, Zach Wilson, Dak Prescott, Herbert, Mac Jones, Jameis Winston, Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, they're all hurt right now.
Yeah.
Are they all fragile?
I mean,
they're just quarterbacks. The injury list, I looked it up. There's another 30, 40 guys on the injury list this week in the NFL.
I mean, fragile is – I mean, you saw him come back in that Buffalo game. That's when I started to take issue with people going, he's fragile. Dude got wobbly, came back into the game, had a great second half, won the game in Buffalo. Not fragile. He had a freak accident yesterday that was possibly very serious. It seems like if you were listening to the whole show today, we played you the Mike McDaniel press conference. It seems like he's out of the woods when it comes to serious injury. He was discharged from the hospital last night. He was the reason I yelled MacGruber at the beginning of this segment. He watched MacGruber on the plane coming home last night. He was joking with his teammates. Mike McDaniel spoke with him again today, so I think he has escaped significant injury.
If you want to go, and I, when those irrational people get talk about Tua or anything, I'll tell you where I'll go with you, and we can talk about this. Is Tua an undersized quarterback? I'll go with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the size of Herbert. He's not big like all these other, you know, other quarterbacks, the 6'4", 6'5" guys. Drew Brees is little. Russell Wilson's little. Like, does he have to change the way he has to approach the game, getting rid of the ball faster? Yes, but the big guys do too.
Right.
Tom Brady doesn't get hit because he'll throw the ball at his receiver's feet real fast. If Tua does that, I don't think he would have had this concussion if he would have let that ball through it out of bounds.
But I would tell you this too. Like, if your opinion before they drafted him and even now is that he's fragile, I'm cool with that. Like, you can have that opinion, but don't give me the concussion from last night as the example of him being fragile.
Yeah.
Because that's not what you were talking about before they drafted him. I guarantee you. Now, if you still think he's undersized and fragile, like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with that. You think he's going to face hip injuries as his career progresses? Like, I get that. Don't tell me you saw him getting carted off because of a head injury, and that's what you were talking about when he was coming out of Alabama.
Told you so.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Let's get headlines, though. Alejandro Solana, if you have an interest in speaking to him, it's 305-567-0560. He will answer all your calls during the commercial breaks very pleasantly. But right now, he has headlines for us.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center.
Check out your cell phone number in case people want to reach you over the weekend.
Yeah, go ahead.
Only to super followers. If you're a super follower, I will share with you Solana's cell phone number.
Why buy your truck?
And maybe Eduardo's Amex number.
That is the life you have. Goodness gracious.
Ran that up a little incensey.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
Make sure to tell Eduardo thank you for your Skyline can, by the way.
He's the one that bought me the can of Skyline chili.
Yep.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Crowder's is right, by the way. If there's one criticism, Tua could have thrown that ball away. He could have avoided it, and it's been really the point of contention.
I will tell you this, though. Even when you throw a ball away, you still have the chance of suffering a late hit. I mean, it, you know.
The Buffalo game,
yeah,
he threw the ball.
Like, there's plenty of times, too, where maybe you do the right thing or you run out of bounds, you still get lit up. I mean, it happens.
But that specific play.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
There was nobody open. He steps back into the middle of the field when he probably shouldn't have. And, you know, it's easy for me to say it watching it, but probably should have just thrown the ball away. He would have avoided that specific injury.
But then if he doesn't get as many yards or doesn't get as many completions or first downs, now are you going to say if the offense doesn't score to win the game, are you going to say, oh, well, he got rid of that ball because he's protecting himself? You know what I'm saying?
That never happens.
Yeah, you're not going to. So in retrospect, yes. Should he have just looked around, okay, nowhere to go with the ball, threw it out of bounds? I can see that. But he was trying to make something happen as the starting quarterback who actually is going into his last year of his contract and wants to get that $100 million that Tyreek Hill promised him he'll need a wheelbarrow for.
The Dolphins will play the Jets, obviously not this weekend, but the following The Marlins
right,
play
no Canes, no Dolphins this weekend.
No Canes, no Dolphins.
Gators game moved to Sunday. You going up to Gainesville for that?
No. Yeah, just
not on a Sunday.
Yeah, not on a Sunday. And the team, they're playing Western, Northern, Eastern.
I mean, you're bailing on them when they bring in a cupcake?
Well, Succotash State, whatever it was. I don't know.
Succotash State.
Eastern Washington.
Who's FIU got?
Big one this weekend. Connecticut.
I don't think it's Connecticut.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's UConn.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's New Mexico State. New Mexico State. Yeah, it's Connecticut next weekend.
Gotcha. It's a look-ahead game for FIU. Bet the house on Utah or whoever you said.
Okay. Brady has been sacked 549 times.
Tom Brady?
And he's one of the best at getting the ball out of his
hands. Because Brady Quinn's going to join us next. I didn't know if you were talking about Brady Quinn or Tom Brady. It's possible Brady Quinn's been sacked that many times, even though he didn't have as long a career as Tom Brady.
He might have. But there's certain, I know we're not a statty show, but Tom Brady, the guy that does this 549 times. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be honest, that was two sacks, and the back end of it wasn't what it was supposed to be, but it was two sacks. Mm-hmm.
About the same amount of teeth you have.
Wow.
A lot of teeth.
Getting.
I just got $20,000 worth of teeth put in my mouth. You can go to hell.
You could see this is what's going to happen if you call Solana on that phone line. He is just ready to insult today.
Inner Miami, they play at
like
Toronto.
Don Rickles. He's like the Don Rickles of radio producers.
7:30 p.m. tonight, they hold the final playoff spot in the East. Only three games remaining, including this one. So it's a must win tonight.
All right.
Jets play the Steelers
You've
at 1.
You've been saying that, by the way, for about 6 months. It's a must
win.
Again.
Yeah. It hasn't been six
I
months.
I believe you started saying it's a must win when the MLS's back tournament started in 2020.
You go out there, you play to win the game. Every game's a must win.
All right. Thanks, Newt Rockne.
You lace them up, you're looking for the dub. Bills play the Ravens in Baltimore. Patriots in Green Bay to face Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. That's at 4:25. Chiefs Bucks is Sunday night football, and tomorrow or Sunday Saints Vikings at 9:30 a.m. The game's in London.
By the way, Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald tweets out: Marlins have begun firings in their minor league operations today, per source. Ownership, like fans, isn't happy that virtually none of these young hitters can hit major league pitching. That's a problem. So there will be consequences with jobs. Jeff DeGroote, Marlins director of minor league operations, was among those let go today, per sources. Andy Slater retweets that, says, add director of pro scouting, Hattie Rod, to the dismissal list. So Marlins look like they're cleaning house in a lot of areas there. And certainly that would raise someone's suspicions about job performance if you have a whole bunch of guys in the minor leagues, none of them can hit major league pitching.
That's a small issue.
That's a red flag. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a baseball savant, but that's a red flag.
Then Skip's not coming back.
Dom Mattingly will be gone, yeah.
So you think this was, he knew this was coming and kind of, let me slide out
of
here.
Yeah, I think that was probably – Dom Mattingly not coming back may have been a solid by the Marlins saying, also, you're not going to be coming back. And
First thing I thought of, if you would
like to say, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to resign instead of get fired.
Yeah.
Can officially say Project Wolverine, the rebuild, was a failure.
Was it called Project Wolverine?
Was it not?
I don't know. It may have been.
I believe it was.
Oh, I never heard that phrase in my life.
Wolverine!
Did I just make that up?
Is that like a Big O thing that you have just brought over here? Because that was like that happened when you were working on Big O's show.
Yeah, it definitely did.
So did you guys just come up with Project Wolverine?
It's very possible. And I'm wearing my band T-shirt, so you know I'm getting
right.
All
so
those...
you're in that frame of mind.
Right. But regardless, the rebuild, the Derek Jeter rebuild, like all that stuff, just a failure, right? I mean, it's been 5-6 seasons.
It's been 5 seasons of Bruce Sherman owning the team. They did go to the playoffs one season. Whether that was an aberration because of the COVID situation, you can make your own judgment on that. In my estimation, the 5 years that Bruce Sherman has owned this team have been an absolute abject failure.
Yeah.
And he would write to Project Wolverine, Derek Jeter's confidential document distributed to all to the Marlins CEOs.
Perhaps he should have kept that more confidential. Not distributed it to anyone.
Slash payroll by $85 million. That was the good decision.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call 866-954-MORE or go to youraccidentattorneys.com for free consultations 24/7. It's a beautiful South Florida afternoon. Might be a little chilly tonight in the upper 60s. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. It's Friday. We're getting out of here.
Ooh, let's hit it.
Let's get out of here. Had a 2-hour show yesterday, and today's show just kind of blew by in a haze.
I don't think I'm saying the name Tua for the weekend.
Tell you what, man, me neither.
I said Tua enough.
Dude flew home, yes. Watched MacGruber. If you were listening to the show, if you missed it, Mike McDaniel, we played his whole press conference in the 3 o'clock hour, about 20, 25 minutes. But he literally talked about Tua nonstop, answered every question you might have from his perspective. And Solana will have some of that for you. He's got Dolphins Rewind coming up after us at 6 o'clock. It's a little emotional here. This is the final time that my voice will ever be heard on 790 The Ticket. Because it's a little simulcast here. Had my voice on 790 The Ticket in 2004 when it first started. And if you didn't see the news as of Monday, that station will cease to exist. So the good news is you still get me and Crowder every day 2 till 6 on 560 WQAM. So there you go.
Yeah, a little departing gift. I might have a gift card in here. Something.
Really? You got me a little something? That is so nice of you. What'd you get me?
Dave and Buster's Power Card.
You got me a Dave and Buster's Power Card? You know how much I rave about Dave and Buster's in Hollywood on this show. You know, if you haven't been to the D&B in Hollywood in a while, you're missing out. It's the absolute best place to watch a game, including this weekend, all the football games. They've got a 42-foot TV there, which you've got to see to believe. They've got all the great food. They've got all the great drink specials. They've got all the great games in the Midway. But I am telling you, you're looking for a place to watch some football this weekend, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. It's in the Oakwood Plaza. It's just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Honestly, from the sports bar to the 42-foot TV in the dining room to all the TVs in the Midway, you will not find a better place this weekend to watch some football. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. All right. That is going to do it for us because Solana's coming up next. He's got Dolphins Rewind. And then you'll have some Inter-Miami football, you know, proper football, that is tonight after Solana on Dolphins Rewind. So everybody have a great and safe weekend. We wish you fare thee well, 790 The Ticket. Big part of my life. I see Vlad back there. He's a little sad himself. 790 The Ticket meant a little something to all of us.
I'm upset.
I don't think I'm going to go off the air right now. I think I'm going to go into the 790 studios, and I'm going to hijack it and let them come get me.
I got some things to do.
You know, you're not with me? You not the guy you want in your foxhole.
You're my dude, but I got some things to do.
I don't think I'm your dude. I got things to do. All right, we're going to get on out of here. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.
What's a MacGruber?
MacGruber!
Ground beef.
Take care, brush your hair.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.